Quarter Till, and now in studio with us, we have Val Hyde. Welcome in, Val.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, you are a 1999 graduate of North Platte High School, and you made a decision recently that you were entering the race to become a member of the North Platte School Board. So I'm sure being a North Platte graduate entered into your thinking as well, but what other factors were you thinking about and were going through your thought process as you made that final decision that, hey, I'm going to enter the race and that you think you'd be good for the school board?
Yeah, so, I mean, anybody would have asked me a year ago if I thought I was running for school board, I probably wouldn't have said yes. But as things over the last few months have evolved, and nobody was really, for our ward, stepping up, I felt, you know, it's my time. I have the ability. I've worked with every age group, really, from 0 to 18, and still currently do. I coach high school softball. I work for a nonprofit that works with early childhood development. So I know I have some of the skill sets, so I really just wanted to step up for our ward. And really, the north side, I think, sometimes is underrepresented. So I just really want to step up. I feel like I'm at that age where it's time to show up and do the work, do the hard work.
Mm-hmm. Well, your experience, you feel, qualifies you well. And when you work with students that are going to school, obviously that gives you an insight into what they need, right?
Yes.
What they express. And what are you hearing generally about education in this town? And do you think we're on the right path overall, or do you think some things need to be changed our approach to educating students?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've done a lot of good things. I think our test scores have gone up, you know, recently. I think our strategic plan for the next, 5 or 6 years, it looks really good. You know, just talking about the collaboration, pride within our community, and just really pushing that forward, the collaboration, and really that every student matters. Is the whole child, the whole student. That's where I come from. That's where my heart is. That's what I believe in. Just focusing on the whole student.
I think that's what anyone who votes for people that are going to be on the school board would want. You know, they would want the thinking to be what's best for the students. Is that kind of what you're thinking too? Is that you want to work with people that have that same overarching goal, basically, is when you have to make those tough decisions, what it comes down to is what's best for the students, what's going to promote learning and them being the best they can be prepared to enter adult life, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think you said that really better than I could. You know, I would be one of six people that need to work together to make those decisions ultimately that are for students. And really our future, it's an investment into our community. So yeah, I mean, you said it better than I could.
Do you feel like you've had experience working with groups, whether it be other boards or just groups of people where you have to have some give and take and express things, but then realize that everything you want, you can't have, basically, type of deal?
Yeah. So I think I have a lot of experience in that. Especially I'm a coach. I was a softball player first. That team mentality, really, I think I thrive in that situation. I belong on the Keep North Platte Lincoln County Beautiful Board. And I work for a nonprofit. So I know those difficult situations that do come up, and then how do you solve those? How do you work together? How do you really communicate the needs and listen to everyone at the table and your constituents? You know, you got to listen. And then how do you make it work for everyone?
So. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you definitely, I think, have some good qualifications there. If you had to just kind of boil it down, why people should vote for you and instead of someone else for Ward 2, things that stand out in your mind, an advantage that you have, what would you say?
I would say, number one, I'm going to put students first. First and foremost, make the best decisions for students. Number two, I'm here to learn and listen together. Politics can be convoluted and seem like a lot and out of reach for folks. And I want people to feel like I'm reachable, obtainable. You know, I'd like to have office hours so people can come and talk to me. Okay. I want to be the voice for our entire ward.
Mm-hmm. You stress in your release that your campaign will prioritize building a school system that supports the whole student, not just academically, socially. You add emotionally in there. That may be something that we don't normally think of when we think of students and getting educated, but it really is. You have to include that side of it because you deal with that every day, basically, and how you react to certain things too. So you got to promote good mental health as well, right?
Yeah, I agree. And that's a lot of stuff we do in early childhood education is working on like the pyramid model and the whole child. We speak about that a lot. And like you said, that's important at the end of the day with how children and students learn to relate with one another, how they're effective friends, workers, partners. So I really believe, you know, that it is important and it is the role of schools to to develop even the emotional side and the mental health.
So how do we always talk about, you know, the students, that's our priority, but you also, you have to be mindful of what the staff and the teachers in particular need too. So what would you say regarding that and how you're going to promote the teaching and support the teachers and the staff?
Yeah, the teachers, I mean, I want to talk to as many of them as I can. I have a lot of friends that have been teachers, were teachers. So I've gotten a lot of feedback from them, some that have left the district, some that are still in the district. So that's my goal, too, is really to listen to the teachers. They're the ones that are there every day. They know the needs. And they're there, every day. So just to really listen to them and take in what their thoughts are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're trying to be as successful as you can. If people want more information about what you're about while you're running and maybe even a little beyond what we've discussed this morning too, how would they get a hold of you if they would like to chat more about where you're at so they can make the best informed decision come primary day on May 12th?
Yeah, I want everybody to be, informed, and they can reach me at Vals4Students.
Vals4Students, V-A-L-S, and the number 4, and then students.
Correct, at gmail.com.
Okay.
And then hopefully soon my Facebook page will be up and I'll have a website so that that's accessible to everyone. And hopefully I'll have office hours soon.
Okay.
And I'll publicize
right now.
As well.
Email's the way to go.
Email's the way for now.
Okay. Still getting that Facebook page in order and getting that worked up. Well, I definitely think you got some good strengths here, and we want people in these positions that definitely maybe don't have to understand how every little detail works, but somebody's more passionate. You think of people on the school board, you want them passionate about making decisions in line with what's going to be best serving our students and promoting their health and just better prepared to meet the world.
Right.
Because reality slaps you in the face right after you graduate from high school. And I think most people, you want them to come back to you someday and say, you know, I felt like I was pretty well prepared, you know, with the experience I got and just how I was treated for what happens once you step away from that. And, you know, especially, you know, college is a wake-up call in some regard, but I think from what I hear, North Platte's doing a pretty good job preparing the students with their what they've got in place. We've had Tracy and Corey in here a couple of times recently to talk about that program, the career programs that they put into place, and I think those are good things to get the students thinking about. Okay, this isn't just about getting through and getting a diploma handed to me and then saying goodbye. This is my foundation that launches me into life, basically. So
We want every student to feel supported and then successful, you know, have the tools to be the best human they can be for themselves and our community.
All right. Val Hyde has been our guest. Vals4 students at gmail.com if you would like to get a hold of Val. And you'll get back to them in a timely manner, I'm sure. Yeah. Thank you for stopping by this morning, and good luck on primary day coming up here. It's only about 6 weeks away, I think.
Thanks so much for having me. Yep. I appreciate the time.